encourage all the saints to participate, especially through your prayers. You could refer to the newsletter in the front. There's some specific prayer burdens there. But yeah, we really want to stand in prayer with one another to go forth, right, to preach the gospel of the kingdom. So this is a wonderful opportunity. Okay, for the rest of the announcements, our corporate morning, corporate ministry pursuit. We are entering into the life study of First and Second Chronicles messages 7 and 8 this week. And I made a deal with the Lord that if I was asked to give the announcement, I would share something from the previous week. So I want to give you one sentence that I enjoyed this past week in our ministry pursuit last week. Brothers and sisters, do you know what the center and the reality and the goal of the Bible is? It's God's economy. So when we read 1st and 2nd Chronicles, you can see a lot of history. But we can't be lost in that. We need to realize that the center, right, the goal, the reality of the Bible is just to show us God's economy. So let's enter into, right, the Word with the help of the ministry to see and enjoy and enter more into God's economy. Okay, I encourage you to continue to read the life studies. This week's prayer meeting, this is a typo here, will be corporate. So it won't be in the districts. This is a little change. But we'd like to have a corporate prayer meeting this coming Tuesday. And it will be held at the meeting hall here beginning at 8 o'clock. So again, saints, please be aware. The next announcement is regarding the 2023 International Chinese-Speaking Conference. This will be the first feast of the year. It will be held in Anaheim, California, February 17th to the 19th, and translation into English and Spanish will be provided. The next one is to all the college students or college age. The 2023 National College Training is open for registration at collegetraining.org. Any college students or college age students in the current or graduating high school seniors are invited to register. This training will be from July 16th to 22nd in Champaign, Illinois. And the topic is Love Prevails. And just again, the special discount, that window is ending actually in a few days. So once you pass January, there's no more discount. So we encourage all of, I'm looking at this row of brothers here, take opportunity, right, to register so that you could actually give this time to the Lord. And then as an added bonus, you get a special discount. Okay. This is also an announcement for all the saints today. There is a gospel outreach today from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Again, this is for today. For all the saints who would like to join the gospel preaching this afternoon, after the meeting, we will gather here at Agape Hall with the other saints. Okay, and then the next few announcements are more practical. P2, P3, P10 are scheduled to serve food today. P12, P13, and 14, that's us. We are scheduled to serve on cleaning today. And so because of the gospel event, I think the recommendation is we just do some spot cleaning. We really hope that if the saints are burdened to go and preach the gospel, that we could do that. But actually, if some of you all are not able to go out for whatever reason and would rather stay indoors and to help clean, actually, your cleaning is part of our going, right? So we're all in this together, right? So anyways, we can just have a good coordination regarding our cleaning. For the young people, there will be a meeting for you all at the conference room after I finish. And then a reminder to all the saints that February 5th, I believe this is the coming Lord's Day, this will be a corporate table meeting. And then lastly, the 2022 offering receipts are ready. You could pick them up at the offering box, and you could contact Brother Yensou if you have any questions. Okay? I believe that's right, all the announcements. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, very, very quick. Regarding cleaning, because Emily's out today, so maybe some saints could actually help. Just some coordination.
Oh, okay, I can send out a coordination according to Emily's record. So you can check your group meet right now. So I think that for the cleaning, because we probably will not have that much time, so I suggest that I just read briefly. P12 would be this hall and that hall, and also the glass room. So I think that we probably don't have time to vacuum all, but at least I think that we should mop the table there and also organize the chairs in the three halls. And for P13, bathroom cleaning. So I think probably that is the most important thing that we need to finish today, because that is very obvious that we need to cover. And P14 will be children's rooms, trash, and there is also a small bathroom in the children's room. Praise the Lord. If you don't know which group you are in, please help with the main hall. This room, glass room, and also the dining room.
Amen. So also because we will have a fellowship for the going out, so our prophesying meeting will end at 12 o'clock. If you have burden to join, stay here. After 12 o'clock, we will right away fellowship this burden. Don't go get your food yet. No, after the fellowship, we will eat.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So we actually have less than an hour, right, to fellowship on this message. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're starting our next session, our prophesying meeting. Saints, I don't know how you feel this week. I just feel like I read this the messages, you know. I just feel like this burden is pretty heavy. I also listened to Brother Minoru's message again. I just feel like, oh Lord, you know, really open our eyes, right? That we can actually really see this vision. So maybe how about we turn to the our morning revival. This is on page 212. This is the week 10. How about we read the title together? Mm-hmm. Amen. The Lord's recovery to build up Zion. Amen. The Lord's recovery to build up Zion. Amen. This is really a fresh vision that we need to receive.
Amen.
Amen. Let's start with some verses. How about we turn to day one, mm-hmm. Psalm 48:2, 52, and 125:1. Amen. Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, the city of the great King. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God shines forth. Those who trust in Jehovah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Amen. How about we read the 125:1 again? Those who trust in Jehovah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Now let's turn to day two. This is Revelation 14:1. And I saw Revelation 14:1. Yes. And I saw, and behold, the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his name and the name of his Father written on their foreheads.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn over to Day 3, Psalm 24:7. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O long-enduring wars,
and the King of glory will come in.
Amen, yes. Oh, long-enduring doors. Amen. King of glory will come in.
Amen.
Amen. We need to be fully open to Him. Amen. Open all our gates, right, to Him. Amen. Let's read Ephesians 4:23. That's on day 4. And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Amen. Renew us, Lord.
Amen.
In the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's read Psalm 84, 5 to 7. That's on day 5.
Blessed
is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the highways to Zion, passing through the valley of Baca. They made it a spring. Indeed, the early rain covers it with blessings. They go from strength to strength. Each appears before God in Zion. Amen. Amen. Let's read Psalm 132, 14 to 16, and 134, 3. That's on day 6. This is my resting place forever. Here will I dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless its provision. I will satisfy my poor with bread,
and the streets I will overflow with salvation,
and his faithful ones will shout with a ringing shout. Amen. May Jehovah,
made
heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Amen. May Jehovah, made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, saints, this term of Zion has, you know, I did some research. It actually appeared 152 times in Old Testament, and also 7 times in New Testament. And with the verses that we read, you just see that how much God desires Zion. Right?
Amen.
You know, in the psalmist, of course, the psalmist were writing these psalms in their spirit. Right, they, you know, there are so many. Actually, this week you see so many verses were referenced, right, from the Psalms, that really speaks out God's heart's desire, right, through all these psalmists, that He desires a Zion. So what is Zion actually, right? In fact, the from Samuel, 1 Samuel, we see that the Zion, you know, first it was a you know, a place, right? It was a stronghold. You know, at that time, it was at the David's time, before he actually took Jerusalem, it was occupied by the Jebusites, right? And it was a stronghold there. And of course, you know, we all know that David, you know, had some tactic to took Zion, and later he built the city of David, right?
Amen.
Around it, you know. And we also know that the Zion is actually, is actually the highest point of Jerusalem, right?
Yes.
Out of Jerusalem, it is really, you see this elevation. It was really the highest point. And this is also where, you know, Abraham, right, offered Isaac, right, to God.
Yes.
And in fact, you really see that, right? And also in the New Testament, we did the verse we just read from Revelation. You see this heavenly Zion, right? The Lord is standing on Zion with his 144,000. And these are the overcomers, right? You know, these are the ones that's fully saturated with God, right? Even on their forehead, the name were written, right? At the name of the Father and the Son, right? So what does that mean? When they see them, they are just God, right? They're being fully saturated. They're being duplicated, right? So those are the overcomers. So we really see that, you know, God's heart desire, is really, even in the Old Testament and the New Testament, you know, the principle is the same, right? In the Old Testament, you see God wants to build, you know, to call out His people Israel. But of course, Israel wasn't faithful, right? I mean, the majority of the Israelites were not faithful to God. They you know, turned away from God, Jehovah. They started idol worshiping. So God has to raise up, right, Zion, or the overcomers, right, among them, right, to accomplish His economy, right? God wants to gain a people to be his representation,
Amen.
To be his expression on the earth. So the same principle applies here, right? In the New Testament, God, you know, raised up the church, but not the entire church, right, is actually faithful to him.
Right.
So God is actually calling the overcomers, right?
Amen.
I mean, God cares for the church, right? Even you see in the Revelation, we see that Pergamos, he did not give up, right? The Pergamos was really an apostate kind of church, but he's calling the overcomers, right?
Amen.
Whoever has an ear to hear, right, that you can, you know, really to hear his speaking. Amen. So today it's the same thing. The Lord is actually calling his overcomers out of the church, right? You know, he wants to bless the church. We also see that, you know, from the verse we read, right? He blesses his people from Zion. Right? This is really the group of people that he wants to gain so that he can bless his entire, you can even say he wants to bless the entire earth, but he wants to gain a group of people that could really be one with him, right? And these are the people, actually, right from the messages that we see. Actually, Brother Lee, in his fellowship on the vital groups, I think this really brings us further, you know, into this burden of the vital group, right? In the past, we may actually feel like a vital group is a set of practice, right? But it's actually not just a set of practice. We actually need to see what is the intrinsic meaning of the vital group, right? It's not just the outward practice. It's really a group of people, you can say. This is really the Zion, the one that's really, the ones that are actually burdened for God's economy, right? They don't live, you know, for themselves. These are the ones that live for God's economy.
Amen.
These are the ones that's absolute for God's economy, right? So, yeah, praise the Lord. I just feel like this burden is so much, you know, so heavy. I just want to have a, you know, some opening. Saints can really, you know, really need to, we really need to pile on, right, onto this burden.
Amen.
Right? Because that this is what the Lord wants. I mean, he talks about today's recovery, right? Yeah. We all know from the past, speaking, right? God's, what is the Lord's recovery? He wants to recover his life, right? Mm-hmm. Recover the truth, mm-hmm. and recover the functions of the members of the body, right? Mm-hmm. And, today we also see this title says, he wants to recover. His recovery is actually to build up Zion.
Amen.
This is not in contradiction. Actually, if you think about it, Zion includes all of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, God's, his revelation, the later revelation or the up-to-date revelation, always includes the revelation that he has given to his children, right? In the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you think about Zion, does Zion need life? Of course, right? Zion, you know, includes life. And Zion is actually includes all the truth, right? That has been revealed through to all the, right, the members of the body. And Zion, of course, needs to recover all the members, the function of the members of a body, right? So we all need to be really, I think today for us is how do we, you know, respond to this call? The Lord is calling, right? We actually have a hymn, will you be an overcomer, right? Jesus is calling. I think we all know this hymn, but how much really in our daily living that
Amen.
This really comes to us, right?
Amen.
I mean, we may want to be a good Christian. We want to be, but is that our vision matches with the Lord's vision? That he wants to gain Zion, right? And, you know, it is not only for our individual spiritual advancement.
Right.
It is actually to, you know, to really build up Zion so that he could actually have a stepping stone. He could, right? He could actually have a beachhead, right? And I think that's a word that's using this week's, I forgot which day. Was it day two or day three?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Lord wants to come back.
Amen.
But without Zion, he cannot, right?
Right.
I mean, just like, we know all, you know, physically on the, from the, you know, the church of, history of Israel, he needs to build the temple, right? The first temple is for his first coming back.
Right.
And And the temple that has yet to build is for his second coming.
Amen.
But he's also, right, actually the temple itself is easy, right? You know, you just, of course, you know, there is a geopolitical issue. But then what the Lord is really making, you know, or throughout the 2,000 years, the reason that he hasn't come back is that the Zion has not appeared yet. Amen. The Zion of, from his church, right? Amen. You know, you see this. But praise the Lord, you know, today he already brought us back to Jerusalem.
Right.
But he's not satisfied with Jerusalem, right?
Right.
You know, he needs to build Zion.
Amen.
So I think this is really a calling to all the saints in his recovery. Amen. Lord, first we really need to have this desire. And actually in the message it said, there's really nothing else other than pray.
Amen.
Right? We really need to pray.
Amen.
It's not just ordinary prayer. This is a prayer that would meet God's desire, right?
Amen.
This is a prayer that will match, you know, what he's doing today.
Amen.
So we really need to pray, Lord. Every day that we pray, you know, pray that, Lord, really realize this. That, Lord, I could really, oh, Lord, really receive this burden.
Amen.
To answer this call, to be your overcomer, right?
Amen.
It is not that we want to be an overcomer. It is really Lord wants to gain overcomers.
Amen.
Amen. So Lord, really realize this in me, right?
Amen.
Realize this in us, in your church.
Amen.
Amen. As a really, as a corporate entity that will answer your call.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think I'll just stop here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Saints can continue sharing.
Amen. Saint, because we have to end by 12, can I suggest we reduce our time?
Yeah.
Each one 2 minutes at the most, and let's
yes.
please adhere to the piano.
Amen.
Amen. All right, I'll just be very brief. So also take the Brother Min Jing Scholarship into our practice. So the Zion, right? The Zion, I think I this morning really you know, I appreciate Zion is the highest point in Jerusalem. Okay, so in the spiritual warfare, or even in our ordinary life, we are constantly in a battle. And in a battle, you know, there's a lot of detailed things, right? As if our daily life, a lot of things going on. But the first point is, we need to stand in a high point. It does not mean we are in the highest point. Sometimes we're in the troubles. We are pretty low, actually. But the point is, we need to realize God, our God, He is in the high point.
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I read one of the Psalms says, our God, He is the midst of her city, and the city will not be moved. And, you know, in a daybreak down, the city, you know, was not moved, but it was helped. Okay. So, now, I also back to a historical event. All right, I like to be very practical. So, maybe I have half minute. You know, after Japanese Navy attacked Pearl Harbor, all right, you know what the U.S. Navy did? It first changed the commander, because the commander himself was afraid. And then he changed to a commander. The commander took time to go to the Hawaii. During the time, he just wanted to say. All he did, he just wanted to show himself he can do it. Just one. Later on, he took his team. The first 1 or 2 months, all they did is they begin to realize they can do it. They can beat Japanese Navy, even though all the things are against them. So today, I only want to share, in our lives, we may have troubles. We may be beaten, but we know God is in Zion.
Amen.
Amen.
It's only 2 minutes. I really enjoy it. It's Psalm 48, verse 2. That footnote, I'll read for you, that Zion was the city of a king, David, and the center of the city of Jerusalem. Where is the temple of God's dwelling place on earth was built, and Zion within Jerusalem typify the body of the overcomer and perfected and mature God-man within the church and the heavenly Jerusalem. Use the Revelation 14 that we talk. They stand by with the Son of the Man as the highlight and beauty of the holy city, Jerusalem. Zion typified the overcomer in the high peak and the center and the uplifting, the enlightening and enriching the beauty and the reality of the church. The overcomer as a Zion are the reality of the body of Christ and consummate the building up the body in the local church to bring in the consummate the holy city, New Jerusalem. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Time, you know, before the, even when the Apostle Paul was still alive, you know, the church had already degraded. And by the time of Apostle John, you know, Apostle Paul was already martyred. By the time of Apostle John, in Revelation, which is what John wrote, the Lord is calling these overcomers. So even in the first century, the Lord was calling overcomers, and the church had already degraded. So today in the Lord's recovery, we're in the 21st century, saints. Just think about this. 20 centuries later. And the Lord is still calling overcomers. Because the church, it says in the message that the local church is only a procedure to produce the bride. And out of the bride, you have the bride is the overcomers, the group of overcomers. Because the Lord needs the bride. The bride is not only for the wedding feast, but also to be the warrior, to come back down to earth to fight with him. And this is for his second return. And so I was going to touch on day 4. It says here, and this is regarding Apostle Paul's epistle to the Ephesians. It says there, to be an overcomer, you know, for Christ to be victorious in our entire being, we must experience the slain spirit mingled with our spirit. So that everything of God's adversary can be killed within us, enabling us to rule in the divine life of the Spirit over Satan, sin, and death, but for God's dominion and to live a healthy body life, a healthy church life.
Amen.
So, saints, we are deceived because it's not the entire Lord's recovery. It's only the Lord's recovery. The procedure of the local churches is to produce this bride.
Right.
This bride will be the overcomer, the man child.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, I enjoyed day one. Like the, you know, visual description of Jerusalem being built on top of a mountain, and Mount Zion being the highest peak. And I feel like it really summarizes the situation, right, of the church life and the recovery, right, where, you know, we're all, you know, we're all in the church life, we're all saved and regenerated, right, so we're all in Jerusalem, but, you know, not all of us are on the highest peak in Zion, and I just really, was really, you know, touched that, that the Lord, you know, he doesn't want us to be, you know, just content with being in the church life and being saved and regenerated, but he wants us to be, you know, properly functioning overcomers on Zion. And there's also a matter mentioned about, you know, how we may have be in the church life, and we may have a good church life, but, you know, there's not a clear realization of the body life. And, you know, to have the full realization of the body life, you know, we need to see that, you know, even though we're all in, you know, different localities, right, because we can't meet in one place at one time, you know, we cannot forget that the churches are the body of Christ. You know, Paul says that though we are many, we are still one bread and one body.
Amen.
And in one paragraph, it mentions the book of Revelation where, you know, at first there are seven lampstands, right? But then the seven lampstands disappear and you see one city. So that really signifies that, you know, even though we're all in separate localities, right? But, you know, only the body will remain forever. And, you know, it says this body is of Christ's unique tabernacle as God's dwelling place on this earth, the unique bride of the Lamb. So, yeah, may the Lord grow this vision in us.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, when I was going through this week, I, like, saw day five, and I had to, like, double take. Because I was like, what does this actually have to do with, like, with Zion, right? Like, it's like, suffering sucks, and, you know, we get something out of it. And I was just like, And so I was, like, really considering this again and again. I was like, what does this day have to do with the rest? And actually, what really helped me was going back to day four, when it said that we need to experience the killing power of God's word.
Amen.
So my experience, and when I first heard, you know, the word killing power, or like sword of the spirit, you know, when I was in the training, I was just like, so that must be a hard experience, right? Because it's killing us, right? Like, if it's a sword of the spirit, it must be unbearable and hurt. But actually something that I've really been experiencing recently is actually that this killing power doesn't have to be unpleasant. Actually, it can be very pleasant. And so in the killing power of God's word, you know, we're really enjoying the Word of God. We're going into it. And because He fills us with His life and ecstasy, right? We're able to overcome these things.
Amen.
And so going back to day five, right? You know, just like the saints have brought out. Right? So we go through the Valley of Baca, right? The Valley of Tears. It's like, that is so unpleasant. Like a valley full of tears. Like how unpleasant is that? That is a terrible sight. Like has anyone here cried that much? I don't think I've cried like that much in my entire life, right? But I really appreciated that. Oh Lord, I'm getting lost. But I really appreciated. Oh Lord, I really appreciated that. Actually, though, when you know, we experience these sufferings and we are brought into ascension through our enjoyment of the Lord and through our His regeneration and His resurrection life in us.
Amen.
That is achieving the highest peak. That is the high peak of God's, you know, God's dispensing into us.
Amen.
And so I guess what I'm saying is that this week I realized that, you know, these unpleasant things these killing things are not meant to be unpleasant, but actually they are meant to, oh Lord, I just can't, got to 2 minutes now. But that really, that these experiences of hardship and death, you know, these bring us into the highest peak of our experience and enjoyment of God.
Amen.
And so I just thank the Lord again and again for bringing me through this last, you know, the things I've been through throughout my entire Christian life in this last year, you know, in New Jersey, you know, all these experiences that, you know, we get to go through. These Valleys of Baca.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to start with this question. Who are the overcomers? This week, you know, we read several portions from Psalms, and I really appreciated Psalm 84 and 24. In Psalm 84, you have these two animals portrayed, the sparrows and the swallows. Who are the overcomers? The sparrows and the swallows. And when you hear the word overcomer, you think of spiritual giants. But actually, a sparrow just means someone who is weak and frail. You know, Zion, physically, elevation-wise, is only 30 feet, approximately, higher than Jerusalem. So our concept shouldn't be like, oh, this is something so unattainable. Zion? Overcomers? I can't do that. That's for Brother Kyle and Brother Minjing, right? But brothers and sisters, this morning, we are all sparrows and swallows.
Yeah.
And we have a home. We have somewhere where we have found our rest. I really appreciate something that was brought up in the introduction. We need to see, there is no way, brothers and sisters, there is no way for us to reach this high peak, for us to reach Zion, except through prayer. Except through prayer. And why is this? This is something very practical. It's because prayer, I think in this week, really means two things. There is a prayer of opening ourselves to the Lord, and there's a prayer to ask the Lord to come in. So, these two things. When we pray, we open ourselves to the Lord. And then we invite the King of Glory to come in. I was really touched with this one point under A. The hill of Zion is absolutely open to the Lord. And absolutely possessed by Him. Where is the King today? He's in Zion. So we need to open to Him, right? In our personal time, the first thing we need to do is to open to Him.
Amen.
I ran out of time. We need to open to the Lord to allow Him to come in so that He could fully possess us as His Zion.
Amen.
Amen. We need to pray. We need to pray. It's not a simple prayer, but pray ourselves to be into the mingled spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we are not in the spirit, the mingled spirit will look ourselves, you know, ourselves is the center of our own universe. Yeah. But when we pray ourselves into the mingled spirit, our vision will be enlarged, will be, you know, the ascension, Jesus, Christ's ascension and resurrection, will see what's on His heart. I love this Psalm 84 for many, many years because there, verse 3, you can find my name. The sparrow, the swallow, and also my last name is my maiden name is the pillar. So the swallow on the pillar. But here, which always encouraged me, is the two authors. I'll be very quick. As your two authors, even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. O Jehovah of hosts, my King and my God, through these two orders our daily living. And the first one is the cross typifies, the find a nest as their refuge, as a home with God in nest. The cross of the Christ, typified by the bronze altar,
yes,
is our nest,
amen,
our refuge, where we are saved from our troubles, where we lay our young, which is, you know, we produce new believers, through preaching the gospel, when we experience the resurrected Christ in His ascension, typified by the golden altar,
which
of the incense. Amen. We are approaching that part. We are accepted by God in such a Christ and final home, a place of rest and a house of God. So the two altars is our daily living.
Amen.
The Lord grant us the position to pray, to move on from the first one to the second one.
Yes.
Always our experience. We have to pray with the incense from Christ to the Lord. So may He fulfill His heart's desire through our prayers and cooperation with Him in the reality of the body.
Amen.
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 I want to share two hymns I enjoy this week. One hymn is 1007, and there's two sentences. Are you fully trusting in His grace, His power? And the other one is, do you rest each moment in the crucified?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, without fully trust, there's no rest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Only when we fully trust the Lord, mm-hmm. we can have this rest each moment. Yeah, and another hymn I enjoy is 851, which is for Psalm 84. Yeah, I really enjoy this part. Trusting, how blessed are those men indeed. Trusting in thee, they are made strong. Highways to thine in their hearts, the way they care not, wrath or love. So whenever we have trust in the Lord, we will be strong in him. And also, we don't expect that the way to Zion is very smooth, very easy, because there's no such thing. So, but as long as we trust in the Lord, even the way is rough and long, we won't care, because we know everything is in his hands. Amen. We just fully trust and fully rest. Amen. And yeah, in the life, I agree, there's always some testing there. And sometimes the testing is bigger than what you can handle. Yeah, because the testing is within your ability. I don't think we tend to trust the Lord.
Right.
Maybe just handle by ourselves is simple to fix. Mm-hmm. But sometimes the test is really big and out of your control. Right. And this time is just a time, we can learn. We can learn to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
And we can reach the maturity by experiencing this with the Lord.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
Amen.
I was also touched by the same point that Shepherd just shared. Jerusalem is a mountain city, and Zion just a little bit higher than overall Jerusalem. So, we know God's heart desires a church, right? But because church failed in a sense, the Lord actually wants to gain the whole earth, and he wants to bless the whole earth. But he needs to first gain the church. But in order for the Lord to gain the whole church, actually he needs the overcomer.
Right.
He needs to build up the Zion. And how, what kind of people is the overcomer? Actually, overcomers are those who really answer the call to the Lord, from whom the Lord called the overcomer. I was really touched by it. We know the Revelation chapter 2 and 3. They're calling for the overcomer. And
Amen.
Where he is calling, I'll just read for to you. He who has a ear, let him hear.
Right.
That the Spirit say to the churches, to him who overcomes,
Amen.
To him I will, what, blah, 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 right? So the calling for overcomer is the calling to the church,
right.
To everyone.
Yes.
So he is calling every one of us, and whoever responds to him and willing to open to him,
right.
Yes.
Allow him to come in, allow him to possess us, this one overcomer.
Amen.
So don't be mistaken. Just some of the Lord just wants this one or that one to be overcome.
Mm-hmm.
He is calling every one of us.
Amen.
As long as we want to respond, we can be overcome.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
This week, yesterday, I fellowship with Kyle. Originally, I really had a hard time to understand the burden of this week. But then, this morning, I went back to the outline. Remember that we are talking about 1st and 2nd Kings. And if you pay attention, this week only one verse is from the book of Kings.
Mm.
So then I went back, I found that, actually that the burden is really that, the first point in the outline says that, yes, the 1st and 2nd Kings, they are the history of the Israelites, right? But actually, they are also related to God's economy. I think Shepherd mentioned about this. And then it talks about the Christian life. The Christian life is related to God's economy, so that God can wrought himself into us. And then outline number three talks about God's glory, right? And then this fourth point is actually, you know, the next 3 weeks we are going to read about this. God really needs overcomers. So actually in principle, and maybe in reality, we can all reign in life. We can all be the kings, co-kings, with the Lord, so that we can be in New Jerusalem together. So when I thought about this, this day four, day five, and day six talk about the mingled spirit. And I originally was really troubled why Brother Lee mentioned about vital groups connected with overcomers. Actually, I really think that, you know, I think that individually we can practice, we can read God's word, we can do this and do that. But practically, it's very, very hard to come together and live together. If you look at the Zion and also New Jerusalem, there are gates. And actually in the message it says that it means fellowship. So I really feel that the fellowship is the key to bring us to the reality of the body life.
Amen.
So I really hope that this is a calling and an encouragement to us. And one more thing. On day four, it talks about, day five, Psalms 84, 5-7. Peter mentioned about this. Yes, Peter, you may not have that many tears, but I believe that this is a group. So my tears plus your tears plus Kyle's tears plus Yen's tears, all group, we actually bring up the rain, the blessing, so that we can move together, move on to the highest point of Zion.
Amen.
God's economy is just God's desire to mingle himself with man. I was appreciating that the matter of just being open to the Lord. In day three, we see that we must be so open to the Lord.
Yes.
And then today, not tomorrow, not whenever we feel like it, but today we must respond and say, yes, open the doors. Let us all open widely to him. Come in, oh come in, Lord. And so just the matter of prayer, we need to desperately come before the Lord and just tell the Lord, Lord, I'm just here. Whether I'm going through a really high point spiritually or even personally, it doesn't matter how we feel. Our feelings fluctuate all the time, but all that the Lord desires is for us to just be open vessels. And the matter of even paying the price, we surely need to be desperate to pay at any cost and to pay the cost just as the Apostle Paul did. And it just, I'm in my Bible reading, I'm reading 1 Corinthians, and a couple days ago, I was appreciating 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has taken you except that which is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you, who will not allow that you will be tempted beyond what you are able, but will, with the temptation, also make the way out, that you may able to endure it. So the Lord, He knows where we are, and even through the sufferings, like how some of y'all mentioned, it's not easy, especially in the Christian life.
Right.
The Christian life is impossible, but as we're being open to the Lord, as we just tell the Lord exactly where we are, the Lord knows our capacity. The Lord places us in the spots where he knows that we are able to endure it. But we're not able to endure it by ourselves in our natural ability, only through the resurrection power.
Amen.
So again, day three, I was just really refreshed. Just be open. The power of prayer is real, and if we just cooperate with the Lord in our prayers, the Lord is able to move in and to gain what he's after.
Amen.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Amen. I haven't been in this morning your Bible, but I still have a portion. Amen.
Amen.
So I was really enjoying in the life study of Genesis about Abraham and how it talks about how he was in a seemingly pitiful situation. You know, he was, it says he was 75 and he had no children. And then God called him out of the land where he had land, the evil, you know, this evil land, to a place where he had no land. So, you know, talks about how Abraham must have thought, what am I doing here? I have no children. I have no land. And it reminded me of what others were talking about the sparrows and the swallows. You know, the Lord, it's just, it's amazing. It says, the more pitiful we are in this way, the better it is for God's purpose. And how opposite that is in our concept, you know. You want us to be pitiful, Lord. But it says, I hope that none of us has a child within nor a land without. If both within and without we have nothing, that would be wonderful. Why? Because God does not want us to have anything for the fulfillment of his purpose. What God wants is to work Christ into us as the seed and then to work Christ out of us as the land.
Amen.
So, you know, really the Lord just wants to bring us to a point where all we have is Christ.
Amen.
And that's where that's when we're able to work for his purpose. That's where we're able to become overcomers. Because, you know, seemingly we don't have anything, but we actually have everything because we have Christ.
Amen.
We have the all-sufficient one. And it's him who is the capital O overcomer in
Amen.
Us, who can actually fulfill everything that we need and everything that we need to overcome.
Amen.
I find this week's message really encouraging. It also reveals me a lot because I used to think that maybe I don't want to be left behind when the Lord returns, but I don't have the confidence that I would be an overcomer. Like Sister said a few weeks ago, maybe there's a third way, but there's no third way, there's no third option. So, yeah, our only choice is to be the overcomers.
Yeah.
It reveals right. me that when I read the week, day three, there are a lot of questions in me. Am I really one with the Lord? Is his heart also my heart? Because he is working for Zion, but I'm still in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. I'm still not willing to pay the price to go on to Zion.
Amen.
Amen. And, yeah, so the Lord is calling. The Lord is waiting for the overcomers. And that calling is not for those other brothers, but to us.
Oh,
yeah, that's a very personal calling, a very subjective calling. And he's waiting for us, not for anyone else. Amen. We cannot become overcomers in the coming age if right now, right today, we are not overcomers every moment in our daily living. Amen.
Right.
So, yeah, I really thank this week's message because of such a reminder that we need to make a choice to be the overcomers right in our daily living.
Amen.
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 I only have a few minutes to close.
Yeah.
We had to do this. It really touched me a lot. Day five, especially six, four, five, and six. But this is something that I saw in the news. I think million views saw this. See, I'm a driving instructor. I teach people how to drive, right? And I was telling my students on Friday when I was giving a class and defensive driving that we need to be careful in the highways, right? In the highways, we need to be very careful because we can't. First of all, we cannot drive in the highway. I mean, on the left lane in the highway. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to drive in the left lane. You can get a ticket for that. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to pass only on the left lane. Because especially in New Jersey, stopped my wife once for staying on the left lane. Police said no. You're supposed to pass, and you're not supposed to go. You're supposed to go to the right. Say okay, next time don't drive on the left lane. The highway. No, don't say that. But anyway, when I read here, you know, there was in the news a tractor trailer that would not let people pass. I don't know if you've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
He did a lot of things. He didn't want anybody to pass. It was in the highway. It was somewhere in California. Two lane. And nobody would pass. Nobody would pass. People would try to go on the right. He would go up to, at the end. the truck flipped on the right side. It didn't hurt anybody, you know. But what it brings me this is that when it says in day five, and are those whose heart are the highway to Zion, that we're going to make it to be an overcomer? We can be an overcomer. Yes. We are like Paul. Paul says, what he says, even though the valley of Baca refers to weeping, right? But Paul said, David said in Psalm 23:4, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil because you are with me. Right? And this is the thing that we need to really trust in the Lord. Amen. You see, this guy didn't want anybody to pass on the left or on the right. Mm-hmm. Right? This is like the devil trying to impede us to keep going the highway towards Zion. You know, we need to go towards Zion. We need to keep running the race. Like Paul did. I finished the race. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. I keep my faith. Right. So we need to not think that we're not going to make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say we're never going to make it. We're a sinful nature. We're fallen human beings. You know? But in the Lord, we can make it. Yeah. Only the Lord can do it through us. So that's what I enjoy. So all this tripping and weeping, you know, it's not bad. I always say, tell the Lord, thank you. I don't know about you guys, but I know the Chinese-speaking brothers are not too emotional. You know, you don't cry a lot. Like, we Hispanic really are very emotional. We cry a lot. You know, we cry for everything sometimes, you know. Yeah, you guys don't know how to control your emotions more than we do. And even sometimes with mine, we speak with mine. But anyway, this stripping and weeping, all, I always tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for all this suffering. Thank you for all the things I'm going through. My kids, my son, my family, for all this. I went to Colombia 3-4 weeks ago. I arrived there for a checking up on my medical, end up with the COVID. End up with the COVID in Colombia. And I'm like, immediately the brothers from the locality reached to me through some brothers from New York, told them about me that I was arriving to Colombia for the first time to Bogota. And they picked me up. They took care of me, the nourishment. This is when he comes, what he says in day six. He says, when Zion is built up, as depicted in Psalm 132, we have a place where we can gather and where we can dwell together in oneness, no matter where we are. You see, I went somewhere that I've never seen the brothers, and they were nourishing me, they were taking care of me. You know, and how good and how pleasant it is to, you know, dwell with the Lord in harmony. So, saints, don't think about we're not making it enough. And we're so we're never going to make it. Christ will make it in ourselves. You know, we just need to trust Him, rely on Him, and one thing that says here, pray desperately.
Amen.
We need to really pray desperately. Amen. And I pray the Lord, and I thank Him for His love and mercy that has in that with us, that He always watches for us. Even though we're not faithful, He is faithful.
Amen.
He's always watching. Even though we fail, we're going to make a lot of mistakes. He's always faithful. His grace always us. Amen.
Amen.
My time is over. Yeah, exactly 12.
Amen.
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 Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, keep open to you every day.
Amen.
This is overcoming life.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Comes to your calling.
Amen.
And the overcomers in your church.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And your overcomers.
Amen.
In the Zion, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, so you could bless your church, Lord.
Amen.
Through the church, bless the entire earth.
Amen.
Oh, really gain us, Lord.
Amen.
Our gates of our heart will be fully open to you.
Amen.
Receive your dispensing every day.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Fill us with the heart with the highways to Zion, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep us in the highway to Zion.
Amen.
Oh, don't let the enemy to stop us.
Amen.
Oh, you have our life. You are our life.
Amen.
Oh, keep guiding us and living in us.
Amen.
Oh, we need your living.
Amen.
Not only your life and nature, but we need your living, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your Zion.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Lord, continue to live in us.
Amen.
Lord, keep us on the narrow path.
Amen.
The ways towards Zion.
Amen.
Lord, we don't like to settle for anything less.
Amen.
Lord, we like to be overcomers.
Amen.
Even right now we pray, make us overcomers.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, keep your word.
Amen.
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 We want you to come back, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, to put the aspiration within us, Lord.
Amen.
The overcomers.
Amen.
Sparrows and the swallows.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We're fully dependent on you.
Amen.
A unique overcomer.
Amen.
Lord, gain us.
Amen.
Gain our daily life.
Amen.
Help us to choose you in each little matter.
Amen.
Help us to become the overcomer.
Amen.
Lord, to keep us on a narrow path.
Amen.
Lord, to keep us on a highway to Zion.
Yes.
Lord, to gain ground in us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, to burden us to be properly functioning members.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we're unable, Lord. Oh,
Amen.
Lord, but only you are.
Amen.
Right, Lord, have your way in us.
Amen.
Lord, you're the willing and the working in us.
Amen.
Lord, this week we just come back with more gainings of Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we want to enthrone you in our heart.
Amen.
Lord, we dethrone ourselves out.
Amen.
Lord, do what you need to do in us.
Amen.
Gain your church, Lord.
Amen.
In us too.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Before the time, right?